The unrest in the Middle East is making some people nervous. Investors concerned over oil prices, analysts concerned about extremism, and a certain number of long-serving dictators.
A month ago, governments were scaring the public. If you had to ask me what is the state of affairs, it was a state of affairs where the public was afraid of governments. A month later, governments are afraid of the public. That is a remarkable change, and I think it's a beginning of what I call an Arab awakening.
The Arab world awakens to what new reality? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Shibley Tilhami is not the only one that's calling it an Arab awakening. We're going to speak to Lawrence Pope about that very thing in a few minutes. Good morning. It is Friday, February 25th. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out all this week. Let's take a look at the news this morning. In a vote just a few hours ago, Wisconsin's Assembly passed a bill that strips collective bargaining rights from most public workers. Before sleep-deprived Democrats knew what was happening, Republicans had voted on and passed the measure. Joining us now from Madison is Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Can you tell me exactly, I mean, we talked about this yesterday, that as soon as the bill went to the floor, it would be passed relatively easily, and that looks like that's what's happened.
Well, it took 60-plus hours to get there, and when the vote finally did come, it was just sort of bizarre in the circumstances. It happened very quickly with a number of Democrats still wanting to speak on the matter, and with a number of Democrats apparently not in their chairs because many did not vote. And so they certainly left with bad blood at the end of the session earlier this morning.
And it doesn't settle anything because it would still have to go through the Senate, and 14 Senate Democrats still AWOL at this point.
Right. Well, the way that it passed the Assembly this morning was sort of bizarre. The fact that it did pass was expected. And it still remains that this is a standoff between 14 missing Democratic state senators and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Republican, over, you know, whether this bill moves forward and in what form it takes.
Sean Johnson with Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
To Libya now, where an armed rebellion is pushing closer to the capital. Opposition forces reportedly beat back a counteroffensive by army units loyal to Muammar Gaddafi in several cities near Tripoli. This anti-government fighter says his side is paying a heavy price.
My people are dying in here because Muammar Gaddafi is killing us because we are fighting till we die.
Rallies are expected throughout Libya today, with one planned in Tripoli as well. But this resident tells the BBC most people are scared to go outside because there are bands of mercenaries still roaming the streets.
People are locked in. The city is under siege. That's without a doubt. Tripoli is under siege right now. People are scared, and the panic is spreading by phone. We talk, and everybody seems to be living the same moment.
The international community is struggling to respond to the situation. The World Food Program says Libya's food supply chain is at risk of collapsing. Later today, the United Nations Security Council will hold another emergency meeting to debate sanctions. We're going to have more on Libya in just a few minutes. In Iraq, though, thousands are taking part in a so-called Day of Rage in cities across that country. Iraqi security forces are trying to disperse the growing crowds in northern Iraq, and they killed five people this morning, reportedly. In Baghdad, a heavy police presence as protesters fill the city's main square to voice their anger against the government. There are also rallies today in Yemen, Jordan, and Bahrain. Asian and European markets are up right now. Futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up significantly, though. The Dow will start at 12,068, the S&P at 1,306, and the Nasdaq will start at 2,737. Coming up, we're going to look ahead to who might win at the Oscars. Not on the red carpet, the actual podium. Our co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast will join us sometime later this hour. We're also going to talk about the battle in D.C. over the budget. Could we see an actual government shutdown? And if so, what would that mean? Todd Zwillick will explain. But first, to Libya. What do the events in the Middle East mean for America?